It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, art, entertainment, food, topics, automotive topics, relationship. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And welcome to the BTS Mix show number 27. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. How the hey are you, Spencer? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good. I didn't have a hurricane blow through my town.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's very easy, I think, especially with what all that's going on right now with politics and everything that's happening in the world. And, you know, this hurricane that blew through was really serious. And granted, it wasn't on the scale of Katrina, but we wanted to take a moment and really, you know, put some focus on this and make sure that folks understand, you know, I think the devastation that occurred, because, you know, this was a Category 3 hurricane that made landfall off the coast of Texas and really tore some stuff up. And Spencer, you're granted in West Texas, and Texas is a large state. But what's the impact that you can gather down there?
Well, obviously, just severe devastation. Media there is pretty much still out. Of course, the storm affected all of the country, and we're not downplaying the fact that other places in the country had severe flooding and just hurricane force winds. But just to see the devastation, especially on Galveston Island, where 80% of this thing was just wiped off the map, it could have been a lot worse. If that's possible, I just seeing the pictures of just the pilings left from people's homes, and then of course just the devastation. It could have been much, much worse, but it is really bad. I mean, I think when people said, "Oh well, it looks like everybody's fine and there weren't that many deaths," it was really bad. I mean, power is still out. Emergency services just trying to cope. A million MREs as of this point. At the time of this broadcast, it had already been handed out just to feed people. And, of course, you know, no basic services, no electricity, no phone, no water, and just being able to survive. I mean, they're worried about people starving to death that are trapped in certain areas they still can't get to because of the water. So our hopes, our thoughts, and our prayers are with those people. And there's some things that you can do. If you would like to help out the victims of Hurricane Ike, please contact the American Red Cross at redcross.org on the web, or you can call this number, 1-800-RED-CROSS. Again, that's redcross.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS, and help out.
Yeah, I can't emphasize that enough. I mean, you know, the Red Cross desperately needs money, they need resources, they need all the help they can get, and they do tremendous work in these sorts of areas. You know, there's only so much, of course, that we can depend on the government to provide, and it really depends on organizations like this who are willing to really pitch in and go in and work. Like Spencer said, you know, these emergency rescuers are overstretched. I mean, there's only a certain amount that they can provide, and they need food, they need water, they need clothing, I'm sure, and all sorts of things. You know, I heard that, you know, in some specific areas, all that was left were foundations of houses. I mean, this was a very, very serious storm. And those folks can certainly use all the help that they can get. And our hearts and prayers certainly go out to them. So good luck, everybody. If you're listening, we're with you. If we can do anything, of course we will. And as Spencer said, and I will emphasize this again for him, please donate to the Red Cross. And, you know, you to you us if you need any help with doing that, of course, and we'll be more than happy to do it, whatever we can.
Stop the music, boys. The show is about to begin.
This is the BTS Mix Show.
And what a show, what a show.
With Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
All right, let's jump into the forums, Doc, and this is probably a good one to follow up with. This is in the general chit-chat forum. What cheers you up when you're feeling down? UWP Supported, which is the Union of Whack Posters, which, by the way, was founded by Q-Ball, who we'll have on the show along with another member, Rush, a little bit later in the BTS Mix.
Absolutely. And this is a really great post because it, you know, for people who are feeling down and they're looking for some sort of inspiration or they're looking for a way to feel better, you know, this is what BTS is all about. It's people coming together and it's putting good ideas together and just sharing, you know, what makes you tick. And this is great. Spencer, how about you? When you're down, what lifts your spirits up?
Well, there's a few things. First of all, I try to sweep out the negative stuff, because usually it's a big pile of negative stuff that hits you at some point. So you just try to set that aside and clear your mind of that first. And then put in some good stuff. And one of the things I just put in today, because it's just been one of those days, is I picked up Dave Barry's book. I guess it came out in 2000. Worst song titles ever, or worst songs ever. And he did a survey, I guess, back around 1999, 2000, somewhere around there, and did a survey of the worst songs ever. And I love Dave Barry. His humor is just great. And I laughed, you know, just five or six times through the first couple of pages through this thing. So especially, you probably won't like it if you're a Neil Diamond fan, but that's something that's cheering me up right now. Either that or posting some cool videos or reading some stuff on the BTS, thelowtopsecret.com website.
Yeah, you know, I'll second that, man, you know, just or I guess the basis of that, and that's laughter. I got to tell you, one of the, and pardon me for getting all sappy and sentimental, one of the reasons why I fell so desperately in love with my wife, well, at the time she wasn't my wife, but obviously she is now, that's how much I love her, is she has the ability, I can be in a really, really down mood, you know, something happened, I had a bad day, something, and she can make me laugh without fail. And I got to tell you, man, there's nothing better to pull you out of a bad mood than just a good, hearty laugh. A laugh, you know, that you laugh so hard, you almost split your pants. And it's great. I love it. Love it.
I like what Rush put, too. My kids do a great job cheering me up if I've had a bad day. Unless they are the reason that I'm having a bad day, then I log on to BTS and always can find something or someone to cheer me up. Well, that's good, Rush. And you usually post some stuff that's great, too.
Yeah, Access Denied certainly scores some big points. She says, I always come here. BTS cheers me up more than anything else. So points to you, Access Denied. And I agree, BTS is a great place to get cheered up. There's a lot of funny stuff around here and some good insight, and there's certainly a lot that can pull you out of a big funk.
To help you pull you out of the big funk, don't forget you can also download the BTS Mix Show on iTunes. We are worldwide on iTunes and, of course, the Below Top Secret site. All right, let's jump into the general conspiracy discussion. And I thought this was more of a BTS type post. I pulled it off ATS, and it's titled, Are Your Dogs Acting Weird? And it's posted by KDial1. Are Your Dogs Acting Weird? Last night, my dog, which is a year and a half old and is about 13-inch beagle, started flipping out for no apparent reason. I thought maybe he had to go outside for some personal business, but he didn't want to go. I have never seen him so anxious before. He was pacing all over the house and whining. Also, all night, I heard neighborhood dogs barking outside. I talked to my neighbors, and their two Rottweilers were acting weird as well, from what they told me. So my question is, are your dogs or animals acting weird? Now, KDial is in New York, and I posted on this thread, Doc, that, you know, the day that he did post was 9/11. And I think your animals actually can pick up anxiety and stress from you, and then, you know, they're trying to deal with it, too.
That's absolutely right. Animals have this unbelievable sense, sixth, seventh, eighth sense, even. They know when something's wrong. They know when something doesn't feel right. I'll never forget, we had this dog, and it was a rescue, and she was a little older and not in good shape when we got her. And, you know, we just kind of fell in love with her when we saw her, and she's no longer with us now. But I'll never forget this. We were falling asleep one night, living in Queens, New York, little apartment, and all of a sudden, and this dog hardly moved at all. I mean, you know, she was very old. Her joints were bad. I mean, it was just a bad situation. She got up, was pacing, panting, wouldn't calm down. I got up, looked across the street, and a telephone pole had caught on fire, and the telephone lines were on fire that were headed right towards our house. And, you know, we didn't see any flashes of light. We didn't hear anything. We didn't smell anything. So we didn't know anything was wrong. And had the dog not been going crazy, we would never have known about it. So, you know, that's why they make great companions, great guard dogs, great, you know, great everything, just because they have that extra sense.
There was a story in the news this week where a German Shepherdess, a dog that has been trained to help out this disabled vet. I mean, he's got this dog to help make phone calls and pick up things, and basically is an assistant to help him just kind of have a little bit of independence. Well, evidently, he's been having some seizures. He had a seizure. The dog dials 911, and this is not the first time the dog's dialed 911, and they're trained to do this. He knew something was going on with his master, dialed 911, got emergency help there. Of course, the guy survived, but it took him 2 days to come out of the coma. But golly, you know, animals are fantastic about that. They always pick up on your vibe, But they know when things are going on. I had some friends that actually their cat got them awake one night when their Christmas tree caught on fire and saved their lives. Of course, their house burned down, and we're not sure if the cat started the fire in the first place, but he wanted out, let them know that something was going on, and they were able to make an escape from the house.
Yeah, you know, it's really unbelievable. I mean, what you're talking about with the German Shepherd, and there are stories that happen like this all the time. You know, pets saving their owners or making that critical call or go, you know, Lassie, for crying out loud. There was a whole TV show based on it. Lassie, what's wrong with Timmy? You're stuck in the well? Oh, my God, we got to go save Timmy. You know, and that there's something definitely to that. So pay attention to your pets. They usually they're usually right in their sense that something is not right or something is strange. And, you know, it's interesting you brought up, you know, that they can feel anxiety around the city in particular. And that's absolutely true. So, you know, stay in tune with those pets, man. They're a lot smarter than I think sometimes people give them credit for.
By the way, if you don't have a pet, you'd like a good pet. Sometimes you'll find the best pets at the SPCA. So, you know, if you're not one of these people that just has to have a purebred, there's some great animals that need adopting. So feel free to swing by your local SPCA and take a pet home. You never know, they may save your life.
Absolutely. Did mine. I mean, our apartment could have caught on fire. We got that dog from the ASPCA. So right on, man. Absolutely. Adopt, adopt, adopt. Can't stress it enough.
Okay. Well, now, Doc, you know, on BTS and BelowTopSecret.com, we occasionally have some parody posts, and this is one that's a parody to the last one, and it's posted in the Health and Wellness, Is Your Anus Acting Weird?
So we have dogs acting weird, and now we have anuses. Ani. What is the plural of anus? many anuses acting weird.
I have a plural, but I will spare the censors on the show.
We appreciate that. This comes in from Gormley, and this is kind of an interesting post. It says, I don't know. I think something's going on. Perhaps you guys can help me out. Share your experiences. Maybe it's local, national. I don't know. All I know is something odd is going on with my anus, and I have others who have similar experiences. Okay, so it started a few weeks ago. I'd be driving home from work, and I'd have to change my position. I didn't think anything about it. I thought maybe I needed a shower or something. Try as I might, I just couldn't get comfortable. After a while, I forgot about it. Day or so later, the same thing happened, only it was when I was going to work this time. My pants were starting to stick to my cheeks. It was very annoying. It continued while I was at work. I had to keep shifting in my seat. I felt like I was holding back something serious. Try as I might, I just couldn't get comfortable. Next few days, I get the same thing. Sometimes my anus would feel sometimes my anus would feel full. Sometimes it would feel contracted. Sometimes it would burn. Still others, my anus would feel like it was harboring something, almost menacing like. I was worried. I wondered if it was just me, so I asked Dan, our tech guy, if he was having any trouble with his anus, and he said, yeah, I always have trouble with it. I asked him what kind of trouble he had, and he said he could never sit correctly anymore. He said it's been that way ever since he got married in Massachusetts. I found that odd because his family is...
Wait a second. He got married in Massachusetts, but... I'll skip that. Go ahead.
And he found that odd because his family is in Ohio, but that's another topic anyway. I told him my troubles, and he said, well, they can't be related. You're not like me. And I thought that was an odd comment, but Dan is an odd guy, so I let it go. I talked to my brother, and he said the same way. I assume he was embarrassed to talk about it because he laughed a bit when he said, my anus hurts too. Is it such a bad thing to talk about one's anus? Apparently, this poster doesn't think so. Okay, so on to the next week. Each day goes by, I had uncomfortability, and I would last a long time on some days and shorter than others. And this goes on for a little bit, and so he asks the fellow members, is your anus acting weird? So if it is, by all means, hop on to BTS here and post your stories. Any problems on your end there, Spencer?
On my end, you know, let me just say that, no, not lately. Other than my rash that I had with polyester, that all of a sudden I just discovered that I suddenly have this rash and I'm allergic to polyester for some reason. But I did injure myself one time. I was doing a TV show, and it was a kids show, and they opened up this new Olympic Swimming Center, which is just world-class and wonderful, and they have a 10-meter board. Now, 10 meters to me doesn't sound much, but it's 33 feet, and I don't like heights. It took me 15 minutes with kids in the pool jeering me saying, chicken, jump off the pool, chicken. Ugh. Anyway, so I finally throw myself, and I was so nervous, Doc, I'm serious. I lost the feeling in my hands. That's how much stress it was for me to throw myself off of this 10-meter board. I don't see how Olympic divers do this. I mean, kudos to you guys. But when I jump off and I cover my face thinking, okay, this is going to be over in just a second. And I move my hands away for just a second and I'm still falling. Put my hands back. But when I panic, I lean back just a little bit and my butt hits the water. Now, I saw this in the tape when they showed me in the edit room. And the water splashed up when my butt hit the water. It sounded like somebody slapping a 2x4 against my rear.
Against
and
your
the water
anus.
Splashed up against my anus. And the water actually splashed back up all the way to the 10-meter point. And I was, and of course, at that point, I'm going, okay. And then the pain starts to set in. And then I'm just wanting to get to the side of the pool before I drowned. And that's how I actually injured myself one time, and I occasionally may have a flare up when I think about heights or you know 10-meter boards. But other than that, no, my anus has been fine. Now all that said,
yeah, well, good. I'm glad to hear your anus is in the clear. That's very good. Defunction appreciated this post. She said, "Thank you very much for this thread. It's pretty much made my entire week. I'm very sorry to hear that you were having some discomfort with your anus. I would first suggest that you see a doctor just in case. Have you recently changed the type of toilet tissue you use? Sometimes the perfume kinds can cause a reaction. Good luck with your anus." Oh, folks, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Okay. I hope that you found that as humorous as we did, and you can find this thread in the Health and Wellness, Is Your Anus Acting Weird, posted by Gormley.
And another interesting thread that popped up into the Breaking General News section, and there's always some sort of interesting Breaking General News every week. This is certainly very, very interesting, and this comes to us from My Big Unit. This is posted from CNN.com. A Sacramento State grad tries to make money by auctioning off her virginity for her graduate studies, affiliate KOVR reports. Wow. I guess that's a creative way to pay for your graduate studies. What do you think, Spencer?
I think that that's probably illegal, advertising it anyway. I think people get arrested for that, unless you're in Nevada. Most people would probably call that prostitution, wouldn't you think?
Well, yeah, but there's that whole loophole. I think, you know, you can say I'm auctioning my virginity, and then you can define that virginity as hanging out with a person or whatever. But even more so, there's that whole loophole. You know, it's like the call girl loophole here in the city. You know, you can get an escort, meaning you're paying them for their time and company. And if, you know, that time and company happens to lead to some sort of sexual activity, and so be it, but it's not implicitly implied within the advertisement. So there's that whole loophole. But just on an ethical level, you know, here you are. I mean, this girl obviously has to be 22, 23. She's gone through her undergraduate work. And, you know, she saved herself for this long. She obviously had a good reason to do that. Why give it up this way, I guess, is my question. Or, you know, here's the even bigger question. Is she truly a virgin? Is there a product here at all? Which is, you know, another issue to take altogether.
I don't know. I mean, maybe just doesn't have a great self-esteem. Maybe she just thinks this is a great way to pay for graduate school. I don't know. But I would feel uncomfortable. I mean, if this was my kid, I would definitely have a problem with it. Wow. You know, this brings up a whole spate of issues. And then I think this originally got posted on Howard Stern. I mean, Howard was like going to do this and auction this woman's virginity off. Is it a publicity stunt? And at what point does it become illegal? I don't know.
Well, and even worse, can you imagine, you know, you get out of graduate school, you go on an interview or something, you know, for your first job, and people are like, so how'd you put yourself through graduate school? And it's like, oh, I auctioned my virginity off online on eBay. Ha, 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 ha. Isn't that hilarious? It's like, no, you're fired. See you later. We don't want to hire you. Because now forever you'll be known as the girl who auctioned off her virginity on eBay. I mean, come on, folks.
She's got a great career coming up as a White House intern or, you know, as no, yeah, well, maybe not now. But you never know.
Right. Well, it depends on the White House.
Yeah, it depends on who's in the White House, I guess. Maybe if Hillary was in, probably.
Right, right.
No, I shouldn't have said that. Okay, well, we'll be back with some special guests on the BTS Mix Show in just a moment. We'll be featuring Q-Ball from Australia, mate, and also Rush 2112, or H. I guess we don't call her Rush. We kind of call her Rush, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It's Rush, but it's Rush 2112 spelled backwards, so it looks like H Sir 2112, and I'm sure you've seen her frequently on BTS.
And as far as we know, she's never auctioned off her virginity, and we'll talk with both of them coming up next on the BTS Mix Show.
Are you ready for a close encounter of the third kind? Well, so are we. Hi, everyone. Dave Rabbit here with the ATS Mix Show from AboveTopSecret.com. My partner, Johnny Anonymous, is waist-deep in reviewing over 120 hours of videotape that the ATS investigation team took over a period of 10 days while they were all at James Gilliland Sanctuary at Trout Lake, Washington, overlooking the beautiful Mount Adams. In addition to Mark Allen, also known as Springer, Stephen Melzer, also known as Cracker, Johnny Anonymous, also known as Johnny Anonymous, we had a very special VIP above topsecret.com member that accompanied the team by the name of Rod A. Williams. And in case you're one of the few people who live your life underneath a huge rock, Robbie Williams is the English singer-songwriter who has sold well over 100 million records and is in the United Kingdom Music Hall of Fame. Robbie and his crew join Mark, Stephen, and Johnny for a casual conversation about what each of them saw over a few days at the sanctuary. So if you want to hear the Robbie Williams UFO interview at Gilliland Ranch and see some of the amazing footage that was captured there by my partner, Johnny Anonymous, you can find this incredible conversation and video on the homepage of AboveTopSecret.com, the number one alternative to mainstream media for alternative topics.
And welcome back, everybody, to the BTS Mix Show. Joining us now are two BTS members, and we're very happy to have them on, as we mentioned last week. Joining us right now from literally across the world is Q-Ball, a very well-known member, of course, on BTS, and HSIR2112, and of course, backwards, that's 2112 Rush. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
We're good. Hi.
I can see we're going to all talk at the same time here.
Well, let me.
Should I say good day?
You should say good day. You know, this is actually kind of funny. Rush and I have to apologize. You know, you see people's avatars and you see their screen names, and you really, you know, you try and put a name and a face and kind of a personality, of course. And Rush, I apologize. I had you pegged as a guy from Australia for some reason. And so I apologize out front from that, but you are from Indiana, in fact. That's very exciting.
I am. Yes, it is. I am. I don't know if it's exciting as Australia, but it is exciting.
Well, where in Indiana are you from?
Yeah, I'm about half an hour south of Indianapolis, so pretty much in the central part of the state. Yeah.
Well, it just so happens that I lived most of my life in Fort Wayne, Indiana, so we are two Hoosiers.
There you go. Awesome.
It's a small world after all. Q-Ball, how are you, my friend, all the way across the world in Australia? What's going on?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I'm about to go to work in about half an hour, so told my boss I'm going to be late, and hopefully he's going to accept it.
Well, tell him you're on a worldwide podcast, and I'm sure he'll understand.
I've made up some interesting excuses, mate, in my time. Whether or not he believes it or not, I think I've used a lot of exotic excuses, as I call them.
Hey, well, there you go. Hey, well, Andy, tell us a little bit about how you found Below Top Secret. I mean, did you get on Above Top Secret first, or did you find Below Top Secret first?
I think it was, I think I joined in 2005. I broke up with my girlfriend. Well, she left me. And then I was on ATS, and then one day I was getting really paranoid, and I was like, oh my God, all these aliens everywhere. And then I just found BTS, and I thought, hey, this is funny. And then I just started being an idiot. And then the union came across, and I made all my weird threads, and yeah, now I can't kind of addicted to it.
Now tell us about this union you started. This is some pretty cool stuff. I like this.
It's a thread I made initially. Well, I noticed there was a lot of people posting a lot of whack things on the threads, a lot of weird things, and thought, well, you know, it'd be funny. We should put them all together and have a union to represent these guys, because sooner or later, these guys are going to get picked on by the moderators, by the members. Let's give them a safe haven where they can come and post freely and be away from all the bias that you get of all the very strict and by-the-book posters that ATS and BTS obviously do attract. Some of the, I call them the no-humor, down-to-earth type, which really only ever writes the truth. They don't really write anything but the truth, you know. Those guys, I don't like those guys. Well, I like them. I just dislike them some days. So here's a safe haven for you guys. You're protected by BTS bylaws. No one can touch you. And, you know, even if you get banned, you can come speak to me and I'll put in a good word for you if I can.
Oh, what a good guy you are.
This really has become sort of a phenomenon. It's already starting to get the, you know, the WAC Posters Union stamp of approval on various threads. And you guys are kind of becoming a household name. That's great.
Yeah, that was the aim of it. You know, and as soon as we get paid, you know, I guess we'll become a household business too. So,
well, good luck with that, because we're still waiting.
Don't worry, Matt. I'll give you 5%.
Hey, you're a good man.
We appreciate that. So, Rush, how did you find BTS or ATS? Did you start with ATS or BTS? And what kind of drew you to the site?
I did. I started with ATS. I think I was looking for some I think I just watched that Dan Aykroyd UFO video with David Serrata, I think. So I just thought, you know, got online and started Googling stuff for that, and I came across ATS and got tired of posting crappy YouTube videos. So I don't think they appreciated my sense of humor very much over there. So I tend to stray off a little bit of the serious stuff. And then it got to where I would write huge, long, funny posts and decide to erase it all because I was cracking myself up so bad. And I have a fear of a warning, so I just bopped over to BTS.
Where you're always accepted and loved. Yeah, and we're not, you know, none of us BTS folks would ever dare put down the ATS guys, but they remind me a lot of Tommy Lee Jones. And Tommy Lee Jones once says, I'm a guy who pretty much doesn't have a sense of humor whatsoever. And that's kind of what you run into sometimes at ATS.
Yeah, I think they appreciate my jokes better over at BTS. Or maybe not. I don't know.
and back to you, Q-Ball. What are some of your favorite threads here on BTS? Where do you usually hang out? What's your saloon?
I'd have to say pretty much whatever I made. I'm a product of myself, really. I don't really play for anyone. No, I reckon the main threads were I'd have to say being a male would be the photo thread and realizing that there's actually women on ATS, BTS. Once I realized there was actually girls on ATS, I was like, oh, this is amazing. You know, it's not just a bunch of guys talking about UFOs like me and my mates would. But I think it was just everything, really. There was not really one thread which took my attention. It was the whole end product was really what attracted me to BTS. It was so much variety in what you can post, what you can say, what you can't say. You know, you got all the car thread, you got romance, you got everything. So it's all appealing to me, so if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense. And this is a really great opportunity for us to kind of get to know, obviously, members on BTS and kind of their lives outside of BTS. Do you guys want to, Q-Ball starting first, you guys want to talk a little bit about, you know, what you do for a living and a little bit about yourself and all that sort of good stuff?
Okay. Well, I don't have a kangaroo. I've never seen a koala. So we'll get that out. Everyone wants to ask me that. I'm short, dark, and handsome.
Enjoy long walks in the park.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen picture. Yes, he is.
She's trouble, mate. Be careful. She's a lot of trouble. I work in an office. I study law. And, that's it. I live in Melbourne. It's like a suburb. It's got a lot of nice houses in there and not a lot of trouble and mixed population. It's spring right now, so it's fairly cold outside, but the sun's up, and that's it. Life just pretty much goes in that direction.
Q-Ball, have you ever maybe traveled out of the country, or have you pretty much stayed in Australia?
No, I've never left. The furthest I went was Tasmania, which is like another country altogether for us. And, that's about it. I've never really left the shores of Australia. I was born here. My parents were Turkish migrants. They came here in 1966. And, we haven't moved since then. I guess we just love the country so much, you know, now we don't want to leave. So.
Ah, sweet.
And Rush, what's your story? Tell us what you do and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I stay at home mom. I've got two gorgeous kids, teenager in middle school and an 8-year-old boy. So my teenager She keeps me busy, needless to say. You know, my husband travels a lot, so I resigned from my job a few years ago because it just got to be too much with him gone so much. So I got a lot of time on my hands, so I started talking to a lot of the girls and a lot of the BTS women. Shout out to them. I love all of them. Leda Pexter, she cracks me up. I think she wants to be on the show, too, if I do remember right. She's going to kill me for that one. So, yeah, I stay pretty busy with the kids. I'm really just trying to get them through middle school. Like to think about my career after that. So, yeah, that's what I do. Lately, I've kind of been getting into 10-weeky, so I wrote a few articles for that. And after I wrote one article, I had a blast, so I just wrote a few more. Yeah, so that's kind of what I do with my time, just run kids around, do the mom thing.
Well, I guess this is the obvious question. I guess you're a Rush fan.
Absolutely.
All right. So have you seen him in concert?
Yeah, I have. You know, it's been a long time. You know, I used to listen to him a lot as a teenager. I think their 2112 concert was probably the last concert I went to. But actually, you know, the best concert I've been to. So, yeah, I still have him in my CD player about every other day. I love music. You know, I'm kind of stuck in the 70s, my kids say. But yeah, I love music, love Rush, you know, a lot of different groups.
Well, it's interesting that you said your friend wanted to be on the BTS mix, and I'm going to put an all-points bulletin out to everybody. Anybody can be on the show. We'd love to have everybody on here. We're obviously having a good time here with Q-Ball and Rush. So, you know, if you have friends or they want to be on the show, by all means, bring them on. You know, all they need is a telephone or Skype, and we can hook it all up and get on the show. So that's, I guess, my public service announcement for the afternoon. My job is done.
I think that'd be a great idea, though. I'd love to hear more members on there. And that's another reason why I love BTS so much, because you just get to know the members so well. You can't really do that over on ATS. It's not as personal. So I'd love to hear more members, you know, jump on that.
And, you know,
people
one of the
paranoid
things
on ATS.
You think so? No,
they're just that little bit scared. You might get their name, and you know, you might come to their house with a UFO, and people just get really scared very easily.
You know, that's funny. They really do, because we've tried to, you know, do some contests and some other things, and people just go, no, I'm not giving you my name and number. And it's like, breathe in the peas. It's okay. I promise I'm not with the NSA anymore.
Yeah, like somebody's actually going to come looking for them.
Right.
You never know, mate. You never know.
It's like, sorry, pal, your post wasn't that interesting.
Oh, God.
Can I just throw something in, guys, quickly?
Yeah, please do.
I have this distinct feeling that I can understand you, but you can't understand a word I'm saying. Struggling to get around my accent or something? Or
No. I'm reading you loud and clear.
Okay, no, sorry. No, I just find that a lot of people I meet, like, who aren't Australian, they're like, oh, we don't understand your accent. It's too strong or something like it's
oh, no.
Really
not a problem.
Foreign.
I've traveled to Scotland, and if you want an accent you've got to process for a few days, that's an accent you got to process for a few days. When I showed up in Scotland, this is my first day there. I'd been on the plane for like 13 hours. I've been up for like 24, and I run into a guy on the street, and he obviously sees that I'm an American. I guess I'm not that hard to miss. And he goes, so where are you from? What? Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Texas. Oh, Jenner Ewing. What? Jenner Ewing. I said, what are you talking about? Jenner Ewing, Dallas. I said, oh, okay. And, you know, but after about 2 days, my filter was working and it was all good. I was able to understand and speak fluent Scottish.
That's pretty cool. You should be fine here. I don't think you'd have a problem here. We're just loud. We're really loud. We like to get our voices heard. Especially when we get mad. You don't want to cut someone off on the road, because then they'll just wind the window down and everything comes out. Every problem they had for the last week.
Oh, gosh. You know, I got to admit, I actually did that today. And a guy had cut me off, and I'd already been, you know, when people, you get in kind of a bad mood anyway, and it just takes that little thing to kind of set you off. And I really kind of felt bad about it afterwards, because it was an old guy. I mean, this guy was older than dirt. I mean, farts dust, that old. So I'm driving up to him. It's like, don't you have a signal, you dumbass? So, you know, and I'm driving by while I said that. So I'm assuming the guy didn't hear me. He pulls up next to me at the light, You know, it's like, okay, well, I don't want any trouble from an old guy. I mean, I could give this guy a heart attack, and then I would feel really, really bad for what I just did. But yeah, we do that here, too.
I said, it must be universal, then.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely. You can find that all over the world. I'm a little hesitant to scream at other drivers here in New York. It's the whole getting shot thing. I usually don't drive with my Kevlar vest on to stop the bullets from coming in. So I usually just keep my mouth shut and smile and wave and nod and say, hi, everybody. Thanks for cutting me off. That was very nice of you.
I told a police officer the other day he wasn't doing a good job directing traffic.
I'm sure he appreciated that critique.
I didn't really care if he cared or not. But it was one of those days you get so frustrated that you got to scream at somebody. So
normally those traffic cops, they're doing that because they did something horribly wrong. So he was probably having a bad enough day as it was. And it's kind of nice. You know, he probably did something real stupid. So you added to his punishment by criticizing him on the spot. So you did your civil duty that day. Well done. We're very proud.
Hey, well, I know that Q-Paul's got to go to work. So, QE, we're going to ask you one more question. And we always open ourselves up for this because Doc and I love constructive criticism. Now, if you have anything bad to say about us, you know, we'll probably edit that out. But we're just kind of curious about, do you like the BTS mix? Is there some things that you'd like to see in the future on the show?
I'd have to say that it's pretty good. What would be pretty cool is, I was thinking maybe a debate. So we get a few members on, we get them debating about something, if you want, controversial or something just stupid, like, you know, who's funniest on the threads or who's got the best looking face or so on and so forth. And I think something like that would be pretty cool. And overall, I think it's pretty interesting. Like, I listen to it at work. Like, I'll listen to this at work when once it goes up and gets posted. I don't really have any real issues with it. I think it's pretty cool. It's different than the ATS mix, which I also listen to, which is what makes it, you know, its own product, its unique product. And, yeah, there's no real criticism of it. It's interesting. It's up to date. It's contemporary. And I can't really find the issues in it unless you want me to.
No. You're doing great.
I think the debate idea is an awesome idea. I'm a big fan of the Above Top Secret debate forum. I always chime in there and see what's going on in there. I think it's really interesting. But, you know, to take that to another level and kind of bring it to the podcast and put a funny kind of spin on it, I think that'd be great. Or even do a little bit more controversial topics. I mean, there's certainly some interesting things in the world going on right now, and that could be kind of fun to talk about. Of course, we don't want to encroach on our good friends at ATS or at the Above Politics show, but we can certainly, I think, have our own little soiree here. That'd be a good time.
Well, Rush, how about you? What do you think about the show?
You know, I think that sounds like a great idea, too. And, no, I love the show. You know, maybe just trying to get a few more members on there. Because I think, you know, like I said, that's the appeal of BTS is just getting to know the members. So, yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. But you guys rock.
She's only talking about you, Spencer. It's all right. I guess we can kind of wrap this up. It's been awesome talking to you guys. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Not a worry in the world, mate. Anytime you want, just give me a bell. If you're ever down here, let me know. I'll give you a free tour of the country, and I'll take you to the places where the best booze is.
Okay, I have to ask, what's your favorite beer?
Oh, you're not going to believe this if I told you. I actually like Budweiser.
Really?
I don't like VB. I don't like Foster's. I don't like Pure Blonde or Stella. I had a Budweiser the other day, and I thought, this is my beer. It's an American beer. It's my beer.
Well, it used to be anyway.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Now we got, I was going to say, now it's a Belgian beer.
You guys don't like Budweiser? Or?
Oh, no. Now it's a Belgian beer.
I thought it was American because I always see it in the movies. You know, everyone's drinking the Budweisers, as you guys say.
Budweiser was a huge American installation, and a big Belgian company just bought it this year. So I guess we can now call our beer Belgian. But that's interesting that you say that, Q-Ball, because you're not the first person that I've spoken to overseas who, you know, we get to talking about beer or whatever, and you know, they say, oh, I love Budweiser. And that's so interesting because over here, you know, it's kind of considered just kind of a standard staple beer. It's great for barbecues. It's great for, you know, if you need a lot of it and you need to get it pretty inexpensively. But to hear people say, oh, no, you know, if I have a choice and I can get it, I'll drink Budweiser. So that's really interesting to hear that.
Well, it's like Vegemite. Everyone thinks it's Australian, but I think it's owned by an American company now. So, and it doesn't taste good.
That it does not.
Never had it.
It's an acquired taste. It's like drinking straight spirits or something. You really gotta have it in you to enjoy it, or be brought up with it. So
it's kind of like a Jaeger bomb. You don't want to have to do that unless you have to.
Oh,
or it's your birthday.
Boy, Jaeger bombs. Oh,
wow! It's been fun having you guys on, and we want to have you on again soon. Talk about some more topics, and especially bring you in on this new debate thing. That's a great idea, Doc.
Well, I'm actually going to throw down a challenge to Cue Ball and to Rush right now. Why don't you guys come up with something to debate, and let's have you on in a week or two to debate that topic.
Yeah, I'm in, mate. Count me in. Write my name down. Okay. Put me down.
And Rush, that what say good. You? You've been challenged. Okay, so we have
I
two.
I say fine.
That is tremendous. So we will have our first BTS Mix debate in a week or two, and we'll get that set up. We'll have you guys back on, and we'll debate something really interesting. That sounds awesome. I can't wait.
Kiss a koala for me if you see one.
I'll kiss my boss. He's not a koala. I think he's a Middle Eastern, but I'll kiss him for you. He'll be a bit shocked because all this time he thought I had a girlfriend. So
yeah, but you might get a raise out of this. So you know, knock yourself out there, buddy.
Yeah, I might get sacked, but we'll see.
Beers will be on cue ball regardless, or Vegemite on cue ball. How about that?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Well, thanks, guys, again, and we'll be back with more of the BTS Mix Show right after this.
Hi, everybody. Dave Rabbit here from the ATS Mix Show. And I want to tell you, I've got something that's really fabulous coming your way, and we want each of you to be a part of this experience. Last year, my partner, Johnny Anonymous, and I attended the Bay Area UFO Expo in San Jose, California. This year, the founder of the event, Victoria Jack, invited Johnny and I back again. I can't believe it, neither could Johnny, but it's fact. We are going to be attending the 10th annual Bay Area UFO Expo, this year located in the beautiful Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara, California. Now, it's going to be held this year on September 27th and 28th of 2008. There's going to be all kinds of vendors there. There's going to be all kinds of speakers there. There's going to be all kinds of special featured guests, which I cannot mention because it's top secret. But there's going to be all kinds of things about UFOs, alien encounters, earth mysteries, government cover-ups, and so much more that I just don't have the time to mention. But you can find out more information by going to abovetopsecret.com/forum. Go to the ATS Mix information area, and you'll find a thread that says Meet Dave and Johnny at the Bay Area UFO Expo. Now, for those of you that are members of the abovetopsecret.com family, you have some really special opportunities. Number one, you can ask questions for the guests that are listed there on this particular thread. And number two, and probably more important, is that you will get a chance to win 10,000 ATS points for bringing us a can of Bush beans and being one of the first 10 that do it. So there's a couple of incentives right there. And actually, we're going to actually probably eat the Bush beans, or either that, or we'll autograph the Bush beans and give them back to you. And you can sell them on eBay. Now, won't that be fun for everybody? Okay, and then now I'll tell you something else that's really going to be amazing. Johnny and I are probably going to do all kinds of crazy stuff like we did last year, and it's kind of like we were Pac-Man Jones with the Dallas Cowboys. Last year, I thought Johnny and I were going to get absolutely banned for all the shenanigans that we did. I mean, we were going through the expo area with all the exhibitors, and we were singing Edelweiss, and we were getting a group together, and we were doing this and doing that, and we were singing songs, and I don't know how many renditions of Do You Know the Way to San Jose that Johnny and I sang last year, but it was absolutely chaotic fun to the 10th degree. And this year is going to be even better. And I can't wait to meet a lot of you guys and gals out there that are fans of the ATS Mix Show. And as we're approaching our 100th show, I mean, we want to thank each and every one of the 23 million subscribers and fans that we have accumulated in the last year. And if you like more information, as I say, you can go to abovetopsecret.com/forum. Go to the ATS Mix information and find the thread that says Meet Dave and Johnny. You can also go directly to the Bay Area UFO Expo site, which is located at www.thebayarea.com. UFOExpo.com. And this is also located on all the different pages. It shows the artwork with all the guests and whatever. So please come join Johnny Anonymous and yours truly, Dave Rabbit, for a weekend of fun on September the 27th and 28th of 2008 at the Marriott Hotel, Santa Clara, California, at the 10th Annual Bay Area UFO Expo. And for those of you that fly in, you fly in through the San Jose International Airport. And the hotel is about 5 minutes away from that location. So, hope to see all of you there. Peace and love, everybody.
The BTS Mix Show.
It's enjoyable, and it serves an important purpose.
Now back to Spencer and Doc.
Welcome back to the BTS Mix. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And man, I'm excited. You want to know why, Spencer?
I want to know why, Doc.
It is time for the BTS Mix Screen Test. Hooray!
Woo-hoo! Yay! One of our favorite things we love to do on the BTS Mix is test your screen knowledge. So we're going to ask you a trivia question, whether about the small screen, about the big screen, about an actor, about a show. It doesn't really matter, as long as it had something to do with the screen. And you could win some great points while you're at it.
Yeah, you know, Spencer, I think this one's fairly ambiguous, so why don't we keep it at our standard 5,000 BTS points for this one? I think that's a good round number.
All right, sounds good, Doc. Let them have it.
All right, this week's BTS Mix Screen Test is as follows. This actor got his start in the family business and has been in numerous blockbusters. A man of many faces, he has gone from action star to romantic comedies to everything in between. His kiss of death is dangerous, and you might want to think twice if you ask him to babysit. Who is this actor?
That's a tough one. Okay, 5,000 BTS points. If you can identify and answer correctly, be the first one to do so on the webpage where you downloaded this show. And good luck to you. That's a tough one, Doc.
Absolutely. And I guess that about does it for us, Mr. Spencer. What do you think?
I think so. Hey, we want to thank our special guest again today, Q-Ball, and also Rush for coming on the show and giving us some great ideas about what to be doing in the next few weeks. I think that's great. And again, don't forget to help out those who've been wiped out by Hurricane Ike. And you can do so by donating to the Red Cross at www.redcross.org or by calling this 1-800 number. It's 1-800-RED-CROSS. And of course, keep those folks in your thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. And that about does it for us.
I'm Spencer Tracy. We'll see you soon.
This is Doc Hancock signing out. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network LLC or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.